As Ahmed's speech came to an end, everyone's eyes filled with tears of joy. He was a strong believer with a lot of taqwa, so his words had a powerful effect on all those around him. People began to surround him, giving him letters and gifts that they wanted him to give to Imam Hassan al-Askari. People had come from all different places to Qum, many not even knowing who he was, just to make sure they could give him their gifts to deliver to the Imam. Ahmed carefully put all the letters and gifts on the side of his horse's saddle. After packing all the letters and gifts, Ahmed climbed up on his horse and grabbed the reins. Once again, he bid farewell to all the believers and began his journey. As Ahmed's horse began moving through the village, an old woman came out, waving a small woven cloth at him. "Wait, wait, dear boy, wait!" she cried out. He stopped in front of her and got down from his horse. She handed him the cloth and said, "Oh my son, please take this gift to my Imam on my behalf. I weaved it with my own hands." He took the woven gift and noticed it looked very old. The old woman noticed the disappointment in Ahmed's face and said, "My son, I know it is not much, but I have hope that my Imam will accept it. And maybe, just maybe, he may pray on it just once." Ahmed noted, ashamed of his attitude, and placed the woven cloth with all the other gifts and letters. Once again, he lifted his hand up to bid farewell to the old woman and those who were surrounding her. Many began to tear up as they said goodbye, wishing they were young and strong like Ahmed to be able to also visit their Imam. Ahmed's horse moved with so much speed and strength that it left a small cloud of dust behind him. After traveling for many days, Ahmed finally made it to the city of Samarra. As he entered the city, he was mesmerized by the hustle and bustle of the city. There were many people coming and going in all directions. This was very different than the small and quiet city of Qum. Ahmed did not know where the Imam's house was, but luckily, he was able to find out from a man who was passing by. As he reached the home of the Imam, his heart began to race. He couldn't believe that he was finally about to meet the Imam. Ahmed got off his horse, grabbed all the gifts and letters, and knocked on the door. The Imam called out to him to come inside. Upon hearing the Imam's voice welcome him in, his heart fluttered. He wiped the tears that were running down his cheeks and walked in. When he entered, he saw that the Imam was sitting and writing a letter, and a beautiful child was playing beside him. This child was no more than 3 years old, but he was paying very close attention to what his father was doing as he played. Every time the Imam stopped and wrote something, the child would smile and look at his father. He said, "Salamun alaikum," and lovingly hugged the child and kissed his forehead. He put the Imam's gifts and letters on the floor and said to the Imam, "O son of Rasulullah, I've come all the way from the city of Qum. I have many questions to ask you, if you will allow me." The Imam placed the pen down and smiled. He turned towards the small child in the room and kindly said, "My dear son, please come over here." The Imam said, "O Ahmed, please ask my son Al-Mahdi the questions." Ahmed was surprised, but he knew his Imam had a reason for everything, so he sat next to the small child. His heart stopped as he quickly realized that he was sitting before the next Imam. He bent over slightly and lovingly said, "May my father and mother be sacrificed for you. I've been waiting so patiently to see you. I thank Allah for this great blessing." Ahmed gently placed the bags before the Imam and began taking out the gifts and letters, one by one. He said, "O Imam al-Askari, these are the gifts and letters that the people of Qum have sent to you." As Ahmed showed the gifts to Imam al-Askari, the young child asked, "Ahmed, do you not want to give the gift that the old woman gave you?" Ahmed was stunned. Did this young child also have knowledge of the unseen like his father? He quickly began looking through the items, but he couldn't find it. He suddenly felt very anxious and began to sweat. He apologized and said, maybe her gift is still in the saddle of the horse. I will go and get it right now." He quickly rushed out the door and to his horse. He rummaged through the saddle, throwing things everywhere, but he could not find it. He looked through all his items, but there was no sign of the woven gift. Emmett was very upset and scolded himself. "I can't believe I lost it." He walked back into the home of the Imam, holding his head down in embarrassment, but then he saw an amazing sight. The younger Mehdi was standing on the woven cloth and praying. Emmett said, "Subhanallah," as he suddenly realized that the old woman's dua had been answered by Allah. Her gift may have seemed worthless, but a pure intention made it the most valuable gift of them all.